A reading from Matthew, chapter 10, 7 through 15. Jesus said to his apostles, "As you go, make this proclamation: the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Cure the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, drive out demons. Without cost you have received, without cost you are to give. Do not take gold or silver or copper for your belts, no sack for the journey, or a second tunic, or sandals, or walking stick. The laborer deserves his keep. Whatever town or village you enter, look for a worthy person in it, and stay there until you leave. As you enter a house, wish it peace. If the house is worthy, let your peace come upon it. If not, let your peace return to you. Whoever will not receive you or listen to your words, go outside that house or town and shake the dust from your feet. Amen, I say to you, it will be more tolerable for the land of Sodom and Gomorrah on the day of judgment than for that town." There is an excitement and urgency in the words of Jesus spoken in this gospel story. Here, his disciples receive a twofold commission. First, to speak in his name, and second, also to act with his power. This privilege and responsibility is also given with guidelines for the journey. One, to divest self from unnecessary material goods, and secondly, to remember, the laborer deserves his keep. All this in order to sustain the message of God's kingdom with a vibrancy so that all who are open to hearing the word might embrace it. And then, some advice is offered for the proclaimer. Speak peace. And if whoever will not receive you or listen to your words, shake the dust from your feet. Thus, let go and move on. We know that God's word is not bounded by time and space. It's always relevant and timely. So what does all of this mean to us today? The command of Jesus to his disciples to proclaim the message and make a difference in the lives of all humankind is also his command to us right now. We are commissioned to make a difference in the lives of others by proclaiming his kingdom. We must engage in the mission of Jesus, not for what we can get out of it, but for what we can give, expecting only what God provides. A poverty of spirit frees us from greed and preoccupation with possessions and makes ample room for God's provision. God wants us to be dependent on Him and not on ourselves. The core of this gospel message to us, then, is quite simple. The kingdom of God is imminent, and we must carry on the works which he did, bringing the healing power of God to the weary and oppressed. Jesus reminds us that freely we have received, so freely we must give. This giving, without setting goals on what might be in all of this for us, must be tempered with charity, peace, and simplicity, rather than self-interest or expectation of a reward. We know this is not easy, and on a daily basis, we are faced with both ordinary and extraordinary challenges along the way. God wills to work through us and in each of us for his glory. Let us reflect on our witness to the truth and joy of the gospel by our word and example to those around us. And may God continue to grant us the grace to spread His truth and light wherever we go.